Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is here, and you can shop it right from your couch. It's Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale, and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, score amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals. And get it all with fast and free shipping on everything. Yep, even the big stuff. Right to your door. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer. And did we mention they only last 5 days? So don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the season before it fizzles out. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale now through July 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm John Batchelor with Thaddeus McCotter. Malcolm Honlein is here. Quickly to anti-Semitism. Thaddeus?
Malcolm, what can you tell us about Epic City, Texas, and Brown University?
Right. So Brown University was charged with creating a curriculum for K-12. And I have to say it's very unfortunate because what we've discovered is that this program, which is used in over 8,000 schools across 50 states, more than a million students, with foreign funding that has not been disclosed, is distorting the history of Israel, legitimizing Israel, and will be the subject of investigations. Members of Congress now have been informed of it in the last couple of days. The materials in the Choices program gradually shifting this curriculum to increasingly anti-Israel perspective. And it's one of the many things that we're finding out about our universities, but even more dangerously in the K-12 education. In Epic City is a city in Texas where they are now trying to create a Sharia-governed region, which Governor Abbott now yesterday and today came out very strongly against and said it won't be tolerated. But they are taking control of the Homeowners Association money and saying that it's going to the mosque to prevent non-Muslims from moving in. They're talking about how they are going to impose in the streets and in the schools the Sharia governance, and to create eliminating the John Smiths, which is a reference to Americans. It is happening in other cities, but here it's more blatant with the open declaration that it is going to, there are videos of the organizers which describe in detail their intentions to create this Sharia-compliant region.
Tell me about the Czech Republic.
Czech Republic talking about opening an embassy, the first European country to do it. We also see Nicaragua talking about pulling out of the ICC. Others have now come to visit Israel, and God willing, when the war ends, we will see many others from Africa and elsewhere also coming to renew ties and strengthen ties with Israel.
Malcolm Honlein, home. That is Makara, American greatness.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.